welcome back to another episode of She Is Me. And this week, we're going to be looking at the character of Miriam. Who was she and how does she identify with me? Well, Miriam was the sister of Moses and Aaron, and there are so many different places that we could jump into the story of Miriam's life. In Exodus 2, we see her as a child, and as a child, she had wisdom beyond her years. As she watched her mother put her baby brother in a basket on the River Nile, hiding him in the bulrushes, trying to protect him from the Egyptian soldiers that wanted to kill him, it was Miriam's quick thinking that came up with a rescue plan. At 12 years old, she manipulated the situation where the Pharaoh's daughter found the baby and took pity on him and rescued him. It was Miriam who suggested to the princess that she would find a Hebrew woman who still had milk in her breasts to nurse him and wean him. And she cleverly had him placed back into the arms of his birth mother. It was Miriam's quick thinking that came up with a rescue plan. At 12 years old, she manipulated the situation where the Pharaoh's daughter found the baby, took pity on him, and rescued him. She was the one who suggested to the princess that she could go and find a Hebrew woman who still had milk in her breasts to nurse him and to wean the infant. And she cleverly had Moses placed back into the arms of his birth mother. We could even argue that had Miriam not have acted in the way that she did, maybe Moses wouldn't have never grown and be able to be the leader who led the children of Israel out of captivity. When we get a glimpse into Miriam's life as a grown woman in Exodus 15, we see her as a worship leader. She had just walked that incredible journey across the Red Sea. God had used her brother Moses to part the waters, and the entire Israelite nation crossed over on dry land. And as they reached the other side, the Lord closed the waters over, killing the Egyptian army that was pursuing them. I cannot even imagine what this hair-raising experience must have been like. But what we do know is the Israelites crawled out of the other side. Their gratitude and their thanks to God was explosive because he had done great and mighty things for them. Scripture tells us it was Miriam who picked up her tambourine and led all the women in dance and song. I mean, thousands of them dancing and singing and worshiping in one accord to God for his goodness and his greatness towards them. And it was Miriam who was at the helm, leading the way, expressing with her voice in song and her body in dance the sheer love and gratitude and reverence that she had for God. And yet, only two books later in the Bible, everything takes a turn for the worst. For we see Miriam disobeying and disappointing God. Oh yes, the God she loved, the God she had so faithfully worshipped and followed with her life, she now does something that displeases and disappoints God. Isn't it funny how life can suddenly change? Like one minute you're that woman worshipping God, you see his goodness, you express gratitude for everything he's done for you, life is in a great place. And there's a part of you that thinks, I'm always going to feel this way. I will never doubt God again. I will never question God again. Isn't God good? Isn't God wonderful? He's worthy of praise. He's been so good to me. I could never go against God's will. And yet, we're about to dive into a part of Miriam's story that I think if she was here today, she would say, I'm so ashamed of this. You see, Miriam became critical and negative. And the voice that she'd once used for praising the greatness of her God and influencing thousands with her song about his glory, that same voice now becomes judgmental and opinionated in this part of her story. For in Numbers 12, we find the woman who was a worshipper now becomes a whisperer. It's a small piece of text, but what we understand is Miriam is found gossiping. She's talking and whispering in the ear of her brother Aaron about their other brother, Moses. I'm sure we would never want to admit this outwardly, but inwardly, I bet we could all say to ourselves that there's something of a Miriam hiding in each one of us. I know for sure I've had seasons in my life where I'm beyond grateful to God for what he's brought me through and what he's done in my life. I make promises to him that I'm going to be faithful in my fellowship. I'm going to be honoring with my words. I'm going to be obedient in all of my ways forevermore, only to find when something upsets me or something doesn't go my way or when others frustrate me, the same mouth that made those promises to God not that very long ago now begins to complain and air its frustration and speak in a manner that is displeasing to him. You see, Moses had married, he'd taken a wife that Miriam did not approve of, and this became the motivation of her gossip, which outworked in pride and jealousy. The worshipper became a whisperer. Gratitude was replaced with gossip. Thankfulness turned to unkindness. Now, I'm sure Miriam did not run around the camp telling everybody what she thought about how she disapproved of Moses' conduct or choice of wife. After all, he was family. I'm sure she only told one or two. Or three, or four, or five, because hey, come on, we all think we've only mentioned it and we've only whispered it to the one, but what we really mean is one person at a time. Because isn't it funny how you think you've hardly told anybody when somebody said, you say, no, I haven't told anybody, but the reality of it is there's hardly anybody you haven't told about your upset or your disapproval. Miriam failed to realize the same thing that we often fail to realize today, and that is God is the silent listener to every conversation. We often think we're so smart disseminating information without certain people finding out. But the reality is it doesn't matter who doesn't hear. What matters is there is one who does hear. There's not a conversation we have or a secret that we keep that God is not aware of. And like any parent who wants the best for their children, God only ever wants the best for us. His best may not always feel like the best at the time. For every rebellious decision that we make, there is going to come with it a consequence. Remember as a child when you did a thing or said a thing and then your parents found out and you got into trouble and then you were grounded or you had your pocket money stopped. Your parents didn't love you any less, but nevertheless, the consequences let you know of their disapproval. And it also taught you a lesson, never to do that thing again. Well, Miriam's consequences were severe. God's anger was kindled against her and he struck Miriam with leprosy. And this resulted in Miriam being excommunicated from the camp. You see, leprosy was a common and highly infectious disease of that day. And at the first sign of the disease, you would be put into isolation, separated from everyone to try and limit the spread of disease in the camp. Leprosy was a dreadful disease. It would completely disfigure you. It ate away at your flesh. It affected your joints. And in the most severe cases, people would lose their limbs and for sure they would die. When I read this story and see the consequences that God allowed for Miriam's actions, I see how strongly gossip displeases the Lord. I almost wonder if God allowed Miriam to have an external experience of the internal damage that God can do. Gossip is a disease that eats away at you. It disfigures your character. It defiles your spirit. It's highly contagious and extremely dangerous, and it displeases God immensely. Why? Because it's infectious to others. If you're around gossip, it spreads. It damages the body of Christ and stunts a Christian's spiritual growth. How easy and uncomfortable is it to read this story and think, oh, wow, I'm cringing because she is me. Because if we're all truthful, Miriam probably did not act any differently than most of us would. If we don't like something or we disagree with someone, don't we start murmuring under our breath? Don't we start complaining to those who are close to us? Well, maybe this is the reminder we all needed today. There is a silent listener to every conversation. So my encouragement to you is do not replace your worship for a whisper, because God hears both. And I, for one, would rather sense his pleasure over my worship than experience the consequence for my whispering. Miriam, what a woman, what a girl, and what a lesson we have learned. I hope this podcast has helped and strengthened you in some way today. Thanks for listening to Braveheart Talks. You can like, subscribe, and share this message with your friends. Join us next week because we're going to delve into the life of yet another woman from the Bible and discover the way she thinks and the way she behaves could very easily be me.